The History of the Museum's Building. In 1913, a year before the outbreak of the First World War, construction began on the building at No. 6 Squallus Street, the building which now houses Riga's Jewish Community Center and the Jews in Latvia Museum. The architect behind the project was initially Edmund von Trampowski, who opted for an eclectic style popular in Riga at the time. After the war, it was finished in the Art Deco style by the Jewish architect Paul Mandelstam. In 1926, a Jewish theater began to perform here with state support. Besides performances by a local theater troupe, the building also hosted guest performances. Often, it was the first leg of the journey for a number of international tours. Most notably, the modern Moscow Jewish Theater Habima, that later became the Israeli National Theater, started its touring here. A Jewish club, a number of Jewish social organizations, and the Jewish Library were also located here. It was often the site for Jewish holiday celebrations, weddings, lectures, concerts, and meetings. During the Nazi occupation from 1941 to 1944, this building was used to serve the needs of the German army. During Soviet times, it was used for the purposes of propaganda as the House of Political Education. After the restoration of Latvia's independence in 1990, the building was returned to the Jewish community of Riga for its present use. The building today serves as the center of social and cultural life for the community. The originator and guiding spirit of the museum and its longtime curator is Margits Vestermanis, a Latvian Jew who survived the Holocaust and is now an historian and a community worker. For decades, he has gathered unique materials to create an archive of Jewish history, all the while dreaming about a museum which would commemorate Jewish cultural heritage and its contribution to the history of Latvian culture. The dream was realized in 1989, the museum has continued to evolve since then, and its expositions are constantly being supplemented.